This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a report out today that says the average American teenager spends about 9 hours a day on entertainment media. That is screen time on TVs, phones, tablets, and computers. And, by the way, does not include screen time spent at school. There is, as we all know, plenty of research out there showing that that much time in front of a screen can be bad for kids. You know who it can be very, very good for, though? Businesses trying to tap into the oh-so-lucrative teen market. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams takes it from there.
So you know the stereotype about teenagers constantly being on their phones? Well, it's kind of true.
Teens spend far more time with media and technology than they do in school or with their parents or even sleeping.
James Steyer is the CEO of Common Sense Media, which did the survey. He and child psychologists are worried about all that exposure to commercial content. Companies argue they are reaching their customers where they are.
The fact is that this amount of time is going to be spent on their screens, probably regardless of what brands do.
Mary Lee Bliss is with Ypulse, a market research firm focused on teens and millennials. The survey also found that many of teens' media hours are spent multitasking, like doing homework while Snapchatting.
They're very adept at looking at multiple screens and multiple kinds of media at once. So it's not necessarily a negative. It's actually an opportunity for you to play into that behavior.
By doing things like promoting interactions with TV shows on social media. But that opportunity comes with a cost, says Professor Mara Einstein of Queens College in New York.
That constant moving from focusing on one piece of content to focusing on another piece of content doesn't give you the same sort of depth of understanding that you would get if you just focused on one thing at a time.
Whether that thing is an ad or a homework assignment. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.